Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
So I didn't write word best, but I did get some weird diseases. 12 weird and mysterious diseases of the human body. And by the way, number one on this list is Otto Brewery syndrome. That's the first one we just discussed. Persistent sexual arousal syndrome. Also called persistent genital arousal syndrome. Causes people to live perpetually on the brink of an orgasm. Like on the brink.
I bet that sounds a lot cooler than it is.
But it's on the brink, too. Does that mean you have one? Because there are people that... Isn't there one where you actually have it? This one can cause physical pain, stress, psychological difficulties due to inability to carry out everyday tasks. You're right. You're just walking down the street.
We're going to need to take phone calls and emails from people who have, quote-unquote, syndromes of some kind and find out which one is probably not the the least worst. There's no best syndrome.
Diagnosed. Oh, no, these get really bad here. Walking corpse syndrome.
That sounds bad.
I think I've seen people that have that.
The syndrome makes people believe they are dead or missing their soul, organs, blood, or specific body parts. The symptom is usually a symptom of other psychosomatic condition rather than a disease on its own.
Pass.
Attempts to self-harm, becoming speechless. Okay, we have one.
Yeah.
This is a good one, and this has just happened. This is when people get their heads hit or something like that. Foreign accent syndrome.
Brasil.
You just start speaking with a foreign accent.
Oui.
And better ones than those. This one happened. A person suddenly wakes up speaking a different accent. It's commonly caused by stroke, trauma, tumor, or neurological conditions.
Vive la France!
The most common treatment would be for speech therapy to help the person bring back their normal speaking ways. But that they've documented that, where people wake up, not only with the accent, they wake up speaking a different language.
Yeah.
I have a story in the archives about that.
That one, okay.
I think I submitted that months ago. I'll try to find it.
Congenital insensitivity. I've seen this. This is a problem with kids because it's from birth. It's that one where you don't feel pain. You know,
and you'll
feel
pain.
Super dangerous.
So kids, I saw a story of a little girl who was like 10 or 12, and she had broke a couple legs already. She just doesn't feel any pain.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
She won't feel flame, you know, a flame to her arm or something like that. That's a sad one. Yeah.
How would you know if something's really wrong with you?
Don't know.
You wouldn't.
You don't, yeah.
Well, I think people with diabetes that get the neuropathy in their hands and feet, it's a similar sensation. You can't feel anything.
You're just numb, aren't you?
Yeah, you have to be very careful to like examine your feet to make sure you didn't stub your toe and all of
this
a sudden
one,
you're bleeding.
This one also involves
or they're
sharp,
not on fire.
Right.
Sharp objects and hot and cold. You don't know the difference. And if you drink something really hot, it's going to, I mean, it still will burn you, but you don't know it's burning you, I guess. So who knows?
That sounds bad.
Stone man syndrome.
I've had that.
A rare condition where the body's tissues turn to bones. That sounds gross.
I've had stoned man.
Alice in Wonderland syndrome. Alice in Wonderland syndrome is a neurological syndrome, also called Todd syndrome. I'm serious. It's called Todd syndrome for some reason. Usually presents migraines and can distort the person's body image, including the size of the head, hands, and feet. That should be Tyler syndrome, right? Because you think your head is bigger than it is. I don't know what that
is. In your case, it is big.
That Guilford progeria thing. Remember the little kids that are born like Benjamin Button? You know, remember the really old-looking kids?
Rapid appearance of aging.
Yeah, that was sad.
Like Benjamin Button.
They don't get young again.
They don't get younger.
No. Black urine disease. It's called alcapatinoid or whatever, something like
Nailed
that.
Nailed it.
You don't want this. You're peeing black urine. Yeah.
Well, I mean,
Texas tea.
Does it do anything else to your body?
Texas tea.
It's not good. Staining dark tissues. Yeah, it doesn't sound good. Parasitic twin.
Dun-dun-dun-dun.
Twinning happens when one of the fetuses stop developing during pregnancy. The parasitic twin is attached. You've seen that. Like a little head on somebody's shoulder.
I saw it on South Park.
Yeah. But apparently that can exist.
No, that was like a wiener on
like
a
feet,
rat.
Yeah. Feet coming out of some guy's shoulder.
So that's not...
What do they do with that?
Co-joined. It's called a parasitic twin.
It doesn't get further than just a zygote, basically. And you get born, you're born, and then your twin is... Feet are sticking out of your leg or something like that. Who knows?
They remove that, don't they?
They must. Sure. Like maybe that's what happened to you, Nick, when you got your finger removed. Maybe you swallowed your twin.
It was all that was left of your parasitic twin. Yeah.
People with pica compulsively eat items with no nutritional value. That's that thing. Yeah.
I thought that
this
was
the couch cushions.
I thought it was a font. Pica.
Yeah, you're right.
Maybe. These it's not processed food. It's like eating.
These items could be as harmless as ice or toxic as dried paint, chalk. Piece of metal, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's the My Obsession TV show where they're eating all kinds of dumb crap.
My Addiction or whatever that TV show was where they eat the couch.
This one's kind of weird, too. I've seen this werewolf syndrome, you know, where they get hair on their face and they look like a werewolf.
Yeah.
They don't want
have
that.
You been checked for that?
No, I don't have that much hair, believe me. I know guys like that, man. I know a guy that has to shave back. I used to know that. I still probably know that. I haven't seen him in years, though. He had to shave. Nick will hate this. Anybody, most guys have a little bit of hair loss in their front there. This guy had to shave that back. I mean, his hairline was so thick and forward that he had to shave it back a couple, like a half an inch.
Well, that sounds
the
like
opposite problem.
Someone else had to shave. You can't shave your back.
No, hairline.
His hairline was so good, but it was also a little bit forward. So to look better, he had to shave it back a little bit.
Oh, well, that's the opposite of most of
everybody.
Us.
Everybody. Everybody, by the way.
So he had, permanent bangs.
Yeah, he had no forehead.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Was he hairy everywhere else?
Yeah, he was a hairy son of a bitch, right? Yeah. This is
if he would let it go, how far down his forehead would it go?
Would it approach
his eyebrows?
No, I don't think it goes that far. But I think it was just so thick. I think he thought it looked better back a little bit to like normal people. Who
did
knows?
He shave a widow's peak into it?
I don't know.
Be a lot cooler if he did.
Yeah. So of all these, I'd probably want that booze one. You know. Yeah.
The 12 I mentioned said here. Was like nearly a boner.
That's you're on the brink of orgasm. All the time,
you're
Nick.
Just edging all day.
First of all, it'd be tough to find a date. Sitting at the table, I really like these nachos, man.
Yeah, you would immediately seem like a creep.
Box coming.
How would you know when you're actually going to orgasm?
I don't know, man.
Well, you're always on the edge.
It said in there the symptoms can be relieved by just achieving an orgasm. However, you would do that normally, but then the symptoms come back real quick.
Although I do think that would foreign tough. Accent syndrome would be cool if it was still in English so we could still keep our gigs. And all of a sudden you just get this great British accent where everybody thinks you're British.
Pip, pip, cheerio!
No, not like that. I mean, if I would sound like Paul McCartney, you know, that's the kind of British accent I want. The guy sounds like Paul McCartney, you know.
Okay, the constant reading.
All the time.
Yeah, of such things. These are people waking up from comas speaking a foreign language.
That's a foreign language, yeah.
And apparently it's not super unusual, and it usually reverts back within a couple of days.
How do they have that within them?
I don't know.
That is the weird part.
Is it through osmosis? Is it just absorbed through your subconscious?
See, that falls under
How would you know?
Right.
I haven't been around people speaking French, you know.
No. I'm so aware that that's a language.
Yeah, I don't know
anything
about French.
But I've never been immersed
in it. I took 2 years of Spanish and I sucked at it. So if it was French or German, I would know that waking up.
But don't they say that like the real inner workings of the human brain are still one of the biggest mysteries of medical? So like we know just a
fraction. And we use 10% of it, right? Don't we use 10% of it? Yeah.
Yeah, but
oh,
how
less than that.
How the brain actually works? Like we know just a fraction of how things are actually.
What was
going
that great John Travolta documentary?
Grease.
Remember, he has a tumor, but he's really smart for like 2 months before he dies.
Phenomenon.
It is called Phenomenon,
yeah,
isn't it?
It is. I'm not
that's a good
up.
Movie, man.
Yeah.
Is that the one where he sprouts angel wings?
No, that's Angel. Yeah, that's a whole other movie. Oh. They were real close to each other.
You sure it
he
wasn't
actually
Broken
is an
Arrow?
Angel in that. No,
it's not Broken Arrow.
Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, he wakes up and he just starts. He sees he's walking over him somewhere and he sees a light in the sky. Ends up, you find out it's a tumor. No, sorry, the movie is 25
alert.
Years old. And he reads like 5 books a day. He knows everything. He learns how to speak languages. And he doesn't know what's going on. Well, ends up being a tumor that makes his brain work overtime. And another spoiler alert: he dies. When is that movie? When was that? What phenomenon? 97? 94?
I'm not going to watch it now.
No, it's a good movie. Yeah, it's a good movie. I'm anxious on the date.
1996.
All right. That was kind of close.
Seem to recall there's a little love story in there, too.
There is, yeah. It's at Andie MacDowell, right?
Yeah. Is that right?
No, she's an angel, isn't she?
Kira Sedgwick.
Kira Sedgwick's in that. Oh, okay.
Bobby Duvall, Forrest Whitaker.
Oh, it's a great movie, man. That's when Travolta was getting a lot of A-list roles back then. So
He had a prominent Widow's Peak.
The movie you're thinking of where Andie MacDowell is in, she sings that song, Me Oh My, I Like Pie.
That's the angel one, right?
That's what that movie is from.
He's an angel.
That's where
that's
from, that movie. Right.
He's a fallen angel. He comes down, right, with wings.
Yeah, no, don't remember the name.
It's really realistic.
Yeah, that was a 90s one. Michael.
That was also a 90s
one. Michael.
Correct. That was the same year.
Oh, what?
They were both 96.
Man.
Broken Arrow was 96, too. He was really busy in the late 90s.
That was after the Pulp Fiction put him back on the big time.
Yep.
And he got all those great
roles. Shorty, Broken Arrow, Phenomenon, Michael, Face Off.
Yeah, what's the movie he's in with our late friend John Beasley? The General's Daughter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's in that right around the same time.
That was 99.
Yep.
Paul of Iowa says, you're making my hypochondria play a new gut-wrenching, excruciating game of tag your end.
Why?
Because we're talking about all these syndromes.
Oh.
And he's a hypochondriac, so I'm sure he has all of these.
I don't think you can wake up having these. Unless you're pissing black, you don't have it. You know what I mean? Some of these are stuff you actually can't.
If you're a hypochondriac, do you have a form of the Munchausen syndrome? Because I think that's people that really play it up. They think they have a disease, and they play it up for sympathy.
Either that or somebody pays you. And what's the one where
they fake it?
Yeah, they fake it, right? Yeah.
I don't know if they're necessarily faking it, but I think they actually think they have the disease.
That's what it's a rare type of mental disorder in which a person fakes illness. The person may lie about symptoms.
Maybe.
I think what does it mean if you do that for other people? Gypsy That's Rose's mom.
Munchausen by proxy.
You're a horrible person, You convince your kid they're sick.
Oh,
right?
No, the Munchausen, you're actually faking it, I guess, according to every account I'm reading here. Fakes illness to gain attention and sympathy.
I guess 2 baby feet hanging off your shoulder would be kind of cool for a while.
See, the Munchausen syndrome.
It'd be hard to find shirts.
Right. That sounds like something that could be controlled.
But that's still a lot of psychological treatment.
You probably got to sit down with little talk therapy to get rid of that at least.
A lot of talk therapy.
You'd have to make sure the little baby shoes matched whatever shirt you were wearing.
What would match your shoes? You'd have to get a tiny little pair for every pair that you buy.
I used to buy I remember buying those kind of shoes.
It'd be easy to keep those shoes clean.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Yeah.
They never hit the ground.
They're just hanging off there. What's that? That's my twin's feet.
If the legs were big enough, you could do an endless cartwheel.
They'd be really strong.
You're talking me into this.
They get bigger as you get bigger.
Well, of all of them, you probably just get rid of those. But then I don't want to cut off this dude's feet.
Be a very interesting UFC fighter if you could kick from your shoulder, too.
That might be illegal.
These are baby feet, man. Who are you kidding? These are big, large human feet kicking guys.
Maybe
you're
grappling.
You're not born with big feet.
As you're grappling, you could kick your opponent in the head.
Maybe you're not born with big feet. I think mine were size 6 coming out.
Yeah, your mom said it hurt. Yeah. She said it to me a couple times, actually.
Yeah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So what is this, Nick? You sent this to me, an Ohio company. This is Skynet stuff here. Launches the thermometer. It's a flame-throwing robot dog.
Have you seen the video?
No, I haven't yet.
So remember those videos that came out of those dogs, like the robot dogs? Like, oh, that looks just like a dog.
Yeah, yeah.
It's that dog with a big flamethrower on its back.
The Terminator.
Yeah.
Is it real?
It looks terrifying.
Yeah.
Once again, this is Skynet. We're done, man.
Yeah. It's just, it's that cute little robot dog that could just completely annihilate you and your family, anything in its path.
Listen to this. The robot dog features LiDAR mapping, first-person view navigation, obstacle avoidance, and laser sighting to remotely deliver fire with a 30-foot firing range and a one-hour battery life.
$9,420 for the Terminator.
I think it's worth it.
I want two.
Funny, if you, I'm not coming over because I have a pit bull. No, because you have a Terminator. It might just light me up, man.
Yeah, you take the dog for a walk around the neighborhood, just shooting flames out.
It just flames up people in their yards. Sorry. He gets a little active.
Yeah. We're training him.
In a video released by Throwflame, the Terminator can be seen navigating snowy landscapes, leaf-littered forests, and grassy hills by day and night. A voiceover can be heard saying, "I am become death, destroyer of worlds."
Jesus,
as the Terminator launches an arc of flame.
Man.
They're really not trying to sugarcoat what this thing is.
Did you know this?
No.
Flamethrowers are largely unregulated and not considered a firearm by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives.
It's literally a firearm.
Though it is up
firearm.
To purchasers to ensure they follow any state and local laws and regulations. I doubt anywhere we broadcast to, flamethrowers are not legal.
No, yeah, it seems they are fairly legal pretty much everywhere.
Looks like you can get them at a very reasonable price as well.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, it ends up with a flamethrower at the end.
Great
and
scene.
And I want to give it away in case you haven't seen it. But there's a great scene where there's a great video of DiCaprio practicing with that, because he actually did it in the movie. And he's practicing with it, and he says to the guy, he goes, "Hey, can we make this less hot?" Or just an innocent question. And the guy goes, "Ah, it's a flamethrower."
Well, how far a flame does the Terminator throw?
30 feet.
Oh, yeah, and like a normal flamethrower.
About to take out neighbors.
About 10 feet.
Yeah.
Like the one DiCaprio had in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Right, I think it was 10 feet.
I guess I didn't realize.
30 feet's what? That's a first down.
Right. Oh, yeah.
No, that's 10 yards. Or 30 feet. 30 feet is, yeah. They could use that as instead of the chains. We bring out the Terminator. Terminator says, first down.
Yeah.